Welcome to Copper Country Today, heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBear 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at KeweenawReport.com. My guest in this segment is the Executive Director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association, Mr. Tom Nemechek. Thank you, Mr. Nemechek, for joining me today.
Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what the UPTRA?
Well, UPTRA is just an acronym. We don't really use it. It's Upper, you know, it's Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, our main goal is to bring people to visit the UP and visit as a visitor, as a tourist. So most of what we do has to do with advertising. Mm-hmm. We have several different components. We have an advertising section, which of course does all sorts of internet advertising, billboards, newspaper, magazines, radio, different types of advertising, all of which is outside the UP, being, you know, Wisconsin, Illinois, Lower Michigan, Ohio, and some national reach as well, Minnesota, things like that, all across the country. Then we produce an Upper Peninsula Travel Planner, which is a magazine. It's a 100-page book mm-hmm. that we send to people. It's a full-color publication. And then we have a section on motor coach marketing, where we promote to the businesses who bring people here by motor coach in large groups. And then we work with travel writers, people that write stories about travel, and you're trying to influence them so that they write stories, obviously, about the Upper Peninsula.
Now, in terms of the things that you're promoting, the any kind of a recreation or any travel spots, do those people come to you, or do you come to them? Like, how does the communication work?
Well, what happens is that we have a board of directors that comes from all 15 counties. Mm-hmm. We work with all the tourism associations in the UP. So every county has chambers of commerce. They have convention and visitor bureaus. They have tourist associations. We have a complete open and free relationship with all of them. So all of our inquiries, you know, like when we get an inquiry, somebody reaches out to us and says, send us information about the UP or that kind of thing, mm-hmm. are shared for free with everybody across the UP. So there's a nonstop communication link between us and everybody. We also have, which we started, 6 or 7 years ago, a concept that never had been done before. It's called an open website. So virtually every business, the only exception is lodging, because lodging funds most of the effort to promote the UP. So there's a room assessment on people who stay in our lodging properties that help fund that. But other than that, all attractions, all stores, anything related to tourism, they can have a free listing on our website. Now, they can be a member as well, which gives them more advantages, but we've decided a long time ago that we're going to have as inclusive a product as possible so that people have every reason to come to the UP. So if you go to uptravel.com, virtually everybody that wants to be has a listing on our website.
Now, there's been this huge switch over from print media to digital media. Has that impacted your organization as well, in terms of how, like, is there more concentration on the digital media?
Oh, we do a tremendous amount of digital media through different organizations. And some of the digital media is done, you know, as a conglomerate where you reach out to specific demographics in certain areas and reach them out that way. Some of it, you might be buying advertising on websites that belong to certain news media. Like an example might be the Chicago Tribune mm-hmm. or the Detroit Free Press or the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So that we do, you know, actually last year was the first year we did zero advertising in what you would call just newspaper advertising. We were on newspaper websites, but we didn't do a single bit of print in what you would call traditional newspaper. But that being said, we still do magazine advertising because there's some real high-quality magazines that people do rely on for travel information, so we continue to do some print in that way as well as on their websites.
And how important is the social media aspect of promoting?
It's very important. We're one of the most successful tourism associations in Facebook. I think we have 220-some thousand followers right now.
Wow.
We're very, very successful with that. In fact, we're running a contest right now that runs through July. People post a picture of themselves in either a Detroit Tiger apparel or a Cleveland Indian apparel, and they're automatically entered into a contest where we're giving away a pair. We're giving away tickets to a series in September between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers.
Now, what sets the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association apart from other organizations that promote tourism in the UP?
Well, the biggest thing is we promote the whole UP. You know, we're not just one community or one county or even two counties. We promote all 15 counties. The organization was founded in 1911, so it's been around 103 years. Probably the biggest, most distinctive thing right now is what I mentioned earlier, where, you know, we virtually let any business that's tourism-related get a free listing on our website.
And is there any kind of relationship between your organization and the Pure Michigan campaign?
Well, we work with Pure Michigan. We're not into their co-op program, but we certainly make sure that, you know, all businesses are listed on the Pure Michigan website. Pure Michigan, of course, includes the UP. We do get inquiries from them. People that ask about the UP, they send us their inquiries, and those again are, we send them the UP travel planner. And we're very supportive of the national campaign and the great advertising that they do.
And what do you think about the whole Pure Michigan campaign? Do you think it's a really good asset to this state?
It's outstanding. It's one of the most successful tourism promotions for a state ever. And it's certainly brought national and in some cases international notoriety to the Upper Peninsula, which we didn't have before. And it is noticeable. I mean, we have visitors from, you know, all 50 states and many different countries every year in the UP. I mean, we've always had good coverage, but, you know, having national coverage has made a big difference in the last several years.
And do you collect tourism data, like the actual numbers? Do you have your own way of analyzing that data?
Well, yeah, we're pretty conservative in the way that we release data because we don't want to make, I mean, it's tourism is, you know, second, third largest industry in the state. In the UP, it probably falls in the same category. Roughly speaking, if you looked at all spending in the UP, it's over $1 billion with a B. It's over $1 billion that are spent in actual dollars in the Upper Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real substantial impact, and every county has, you know, a piece of that.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Tom Nemechek, the Executive Director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association. In terms of the Western UP and the Eastern UP, is there a difference in how they are promoted?
Well, the individual communities promote themselves differently because their products are different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to the way we promote, since we promote the UP as an entity, we just, you know, we put everything in there from all 15 counties. Naturally, where they spend their money, I mean, not ours, so, you know, we do balance it out because we're a drive-in destination. I mean, where people drive here, they don't fly here that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, 98% driving or more. So naturally, time and distance plays a role. So, I mean, Minneapolis, is closer to the western UP, obviously, than the eastern UP, and Detroit is closer to the eastern than the western. So there's deliberate spending of marketing dollars, let's just say within 6 to 8 hours of the borders of the UP, because that's roughly where most of the people come from.
Now, is there one that you concentrate more on in terms of where you... Now, I know you spoke that there's a lot of areas that you promote to. Do you concentrate more maybe on downstate, or is it pretty much equal all over?
Well, it's, you know, right now it's probably about 50-50. It might even be more out of state the way we're doing it right now. We're probably running... It depends on what's going on, what's available to us, but... It's certainly at least 50-50, but in, you know, I think most cases we're running probably 60-70% in some promotions out of state.
Now, if I could talk a little specifically about the Western UP a little bit more specifically with Houghton County and the Keweenaw County, what kind of things do you see that really helps increase the tourism in our local area?
Well, I mean, you've got two national park units. You know, you've got the Keweenaw National Historical Park, and you have Isle Royal. So, I mean, that's tremendous. You have, you know, incredible natural beauty and history. You know, Brockway Mountain going up to Copper Harbor, Eagle Harbor, Eagle River, Laurium. I mean, Calumet is just a, you know, tremendous historical area. Houghton Hancock are, you know, people love the nightlife, the food, the recreation opportunities in Houghton and Hancock, and it's the most, you know, rugged, I guess, also in beauty in the UP. I mean, it's, you know, it's very rugged country, and people enjoy that type of terrain as well. And the outdoor recreation opportunities, you know, between biking and kayaking and hiking and mountain biking or road biking, like I said, biking, but both kinds. I mean, it's a great peninsula that people really enjoy visiting. And Isle Royal is this, you know, magical place that a lot of people think about going to. They don't necessarily get there, mm-hmm. but they it's certainly something that they reach for.
Now, you talked a little bit about those recreational activities. In terms of the popularity of winter sports, does that help?
Well, of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, winter is important. It's a, you know, it represents a piece of the whole year's economy. Overall, if you looked at the whole UP or whatever, winter probably represents total, although only about 15% of the dollars that are spent in tourism in the UP. I don't, you know, winter is, it's a much narrower focus when you think about the fact that, you know, it's somebody who wants to recreate in a cold climate, and, you know, you start narrowing that down between snowmobiling and skiing and, you know, cross-country skiing or downhill skiing and, you know, things like ice fishing and snowshoeing. That's just a much smaller group of people. However, we're famous for the amount of snow that we have, mm-hmm. and early snow, staying late, things like that. So we do pretty well with that. The only thing with winter, it's a struggle every year because snow is a little bit, it what affects winter is how much snow we have,
yep.
and how much snow other people have. So if other people have really good snow, we don't necessarily have as good a winter as we'd like to.
And when you're promoting the things like recreations, like hot, different kinds of spots to go, the national parks, is there any one of those in particular that you try to concentrate on more?
No. I mean, we know that there's certain things that are more attractive to people, but mm-hmm. I mean, there's not an imbalance as far as, you know, I mean, if we're going to list recreational opportunities, we're going to list all the recreational opportunities. I mean, the good part of today with the web and websites is that there's no reason to be restrictive about what you're promoting, you know, because you're not limited to print pages. So, and everything is about the web today. So, no, there's no, I mean, we do some cultural advertising. We do some recreational advertising. You know, we specifically do target groups Outdoor recreation is probably, you know, obviously one of the bigger areas that people come here for. Actually, the waterfalls are always one of the most asked about, because we have, you know, close to 300 waterfalls, and Lower Michigan only has one. So, you know, that's a big factor as well.
From speaking, from your personal experiences, just talking to people, talking about the Upper Peninsula in general, what common misconceptions do you hear about people when they ask about the UP?
Well, there's sometimes still some question about, you know, nightlife or, you know, opportunities for evening entertainment and things like that. Though that, in the last 10, 15 years, has gone by the wayside quite a bit. We don't have the misconceptions that we used to have. There's been, you know, changes to lodging and increases in restaurants and amenities. And so probably the biggest misconception is the temperature. They really think we're sometimes colder than we really are because they don't realize that the Great Lakes temper us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make us colder. They actually make us warmer in the wintertime. So that's probably the biggest misconception, is that, you know, if you're that far up north, to them, we must be much colder. In reality, most of the time, we're several degrees warmer than inland areas because we've got the Great Lakes.
And if you don't mind me asking, Mr. Nemechek, what kind of places do you like?
In the UP?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not going to get me to, you know, commit to anything over another. I mean, you know, I've seen almost, I think, pretty close to everything in the UP several times. And, you know, it all has interesting opportunities. And, I mean, you're located in the Keweenaw. Like I said, it's, you know, the most rugged country. So, you know, the outdoor opportunities and the waterway, you know, the Portage Canal and kayaking around the Keweenaw and going to Isle Royale, I mean, those are just phenomenal attractions. But so is the other end of the UP, going to Mackinac Island or, you know, Drummond Island or up to Sault Ste. Marie. I mean, they're all different, and I'm not going to commit to any one of them being better than the other.
All right. You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Tom Nemechek, the Executive Director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association. Let's get into the current state of the tourism industry in the UP. How do you see it currently?
Well, it's been very successful the last several years. I mean, we're growing in spending, dollars spent, between 6 and 8% every year. Again, the most difficult part is winter, because of the fact that snow somewhere else, or not good snow elsewhere. I mean, snow elsewhere and snow where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the struggle. The actual warm weather seasons, summer and, you know, early spring or late spring, summer and fall, are doing very, very well. They're the ones that are pulling along the 6 to 8% growth every year. So, you know, I see it as being right now very healthy. It's been healthy, though, for at least 6, 7, 8 years.
When people talk about their trips in the UP, what kind of things do you hear? Is it mostly positive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our returnee rate is very, very high. I mean, we're, you know, successful in getting people to come back. I mean, it's a place that people love to come or think about coming to, and when they get here, it's pretty rare. I mean, in a given year, I don't think our office gets more than a handful of complaints, and most of them are sort of, when you really look into them, they're pretty much unfounded. I mean, it's just, we don't hear any complaints.
And do you have access to data that could show you what are the more popular areas in the UP?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, you can rattle those off pretty quick. They really haven't changed in years. I mean, the UP's attractions, what people might be doing when they get here has changed. But if you look at Mackinac Island, you look at Tequamanon Falls, you look at Porcupine Mountains, you look at going into the Keweenaw, Fort Wilkins, things like that,
mm-hmm.
Those are all, you know, in the top four or five every year.
And are there some things that you feel like, in terms of the promotion or the tourism in general, do you think there's some things that maybe need a little bit more work or a little bit more attention to?
Well, the private sector's, you know, responded well to what people want. You know, I think that they, you know, years ago we didn't have as much outdoor opportunities. People had to bring their own equipment. One of the big changes today is we have a lot of outfitters. That's made, you know, recreational opportunities easier for people to do. So the private sector's responded. We have a tremendous supportive government support, because a lot of our product is owned by the government.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, many state parks. We have three national park units, Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, Keweenaw National Historical Park, and Isle Royale. And, of course, we have 2 million-acre-plus national forests. We have the Ottawa National Forest in the western UP, and we have the Hiawatha National Forest in eastern UP, all of which offer unbelievable recreational opportunities in within them. And the organizations, the national forests and all national parks, and they do a great job managing all that.
Now, you talked about the landmarks, the national parks, the recreational opportunities. From the data that you've been able to collect, how do these special events get incorporated into tourism? Because it seems like, especially during the summertime, there's just an event every weekend. How does that incorporate into tourism?
It's been incredibly important. In people, communities have realized that the difference between having a good season and a great season is often based on the events. The good part of the event part is people are coming to the event, and they're coming no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the weather changes or things like that a little bit, they still come to the event. So events, communities that have been really successful are the communities that have been putting on events on a regular basis. And it's hard to do, especially in small areas, because you need volunteers and things like that. But the events have been driving the increases in most communities for a long time.
Now, in your opinion, what can people do? The people that live in these areas, whether it's the you know, the larger cities or the small towns, what can they do to make their local area more attractive to tourists?
Well, I mean, it's always nice to be inviting. I mean, that's the most important thing, is that, you know, as a local people, when they stop to talk to somebody or, you know, whatever, if they're working in the hospitality business, if they're working in a hotel or a restaurant, you know, any kind of recreational, the big thing is to be welcoming to people. Naturally, you know, it's nice if people are keeping their places spruced up and looking nice and painted and, you know, some sort of, landscaping and things like that. That's all part of helping a community look inviting to people. So that's just part of the hospitality end.
In terms of the future of tourism in the UP, looking at the data, looking at all the events, everything that goes around, from your perspective, what do you see in the future of tourism in the UP?
More and more outdoor recreational type opportunities. I think that, again, the three people sometimes forget that there's three great lakes that surround the UP. That's what makes us a peninsula, is Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and Lake Huron. You know, that's what we stick out into that body, those bodies of water.
Alrighty, that'll wrap up this segment of Copper Country Today. I'd like to thank my guest, Mr. Tom Nemechek, for joining me today to talk a little bit about the tourism in the UP. So thank you very much, Mr. Nemechek.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at KeweenawReport.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Copper Country Today.